Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hey, everybody. It is good to be back after about 5 months of moving. So as you guys join, let's say all the challenges that come with, you know, listening to your purpose and acting on it in this realm, social media, all of those things. This is something that I consistently get asked about on here through DMs, but also by students, apprentices. It's like my environment thinks all of these things about me doing this. I don't know how to explain what I do. So that's what we're gonna be going into in this live. If you're new here, welcome. Please tell me where you're from. And also, since I just moved here, it would be fun to hear from you guys. If there's just one place in the world where you can be right now, where would it be? I want to know. Mine would be Hawaii, where I was the past month and where I got this cup. Okay, everybody. So we're going to talk about feeling supported, feeling not supported by your environment, in your relationships, in your work as a healer, being on social media, basically all the things that come with being seen, and that as its own healing journey, when you feel a calling to do healing work, energetic healing work, which, let's be honest, not everyone is very accepting of it. And this part of being seen and going through that is very much been part, for me at least, of the healing process that I went through to do what I do today and serve clients all over the world with journeys. And I come, and you guys know this if you have known me for a while, from a very science-heavy family. Having said that, I was already Buddhist for about 12 years, so I had some practice in, let's say, explaining spiritual things, right? But when it came to journeying, for me, that was a whole different challenge because I started journeying very intuitively. And it was a way that I healed I had been diagnosed with an incurable disease, very bad one. And I started journeying intuitively and I healed it that way. So when I did, that was such big ultimate proof that I not only had that proof and I wanted to share it with others, and I was journeying for my other Buddhist friends who were open to it and getting just fantastic results. And I just wanted to do this for everyone and basically as a job. So I started to use social media to share. Now, I had this proof, but also let me remind you, if you know me from that time, you're an OG. I had so much energy and I just couldn't stop talking about it. This is also because I have been chronically ill for most of my life. And this was really the first time that I was able to just talk like that and be so energized and connect. I just had so much life force in me. And that was a really big factor in me just pushing through. I had also moved from Amsterdam, where I was born, to Sydney, the opposite side of the world, opposite time zone. So I was pretty detached from my previous life in many ways, which made it also easier for me to just go for it and make that decision. I'm also a very all or nothing type of person, but it is really difficult. And I really see you if this is something that you're struggling with, because it was also difficult for me in different ways. I used to hate explaining what I do, but now I really love it, especially when people, I don't want to say it's a kink when people hate it or don't like it, but I have really broken through any sort of shame or self-consciousness that I had about talking about working as a healer and doing spiritual stuff. That doesn't make sense to a lot of people, right? So I had that proof for myself that it worked. I had journeyed for enough people with even severe addictions that also were immediately healed. So I just knew this is something. I have something here that's just really special and really worthwhile talking about. But when it comes to claiming that you can be healed energetically, that's a very sensitive topic for people who are sick, who are not yet healed. If someone would have told me when I was chronically ill, hey, did you know that you can just journey for it and it'll go away? I would have probably felt very offended by that. And then there's also the science heavy, Western medicine heavy world that we live in, where you just have to be very careful about any statements that you make about those things. But at the same time, if it is possible and you can have those results, it's also almost a responsibility to talk about it, even if it wouldn't work for everyone. If it's just even an option that this can heal people, then you should talk about it. And I have a really good track record in healing pretty much anything under the sun in the past 3 years. And it comes from that unwavering conviction that I have, not even so much in myself, but in this work. And that is key, because we're going to talk about that. I've had lots of questions in that realm of things. Now, when it comes to choosing to really be seen, you don't have to choose that. So say that you are doing an apprenticeship with me. You don't have to do everything the way that I do it. I often see this with apprentices. It's not the case at all. My job is to really bring out in everyone who I work with their unique qualities and their most empowered, sovereign healer. And that looks different for everyone. So the way that you portray that or carry that out in the world is also very different for everyone. But for me, I just knew that being seen and especially being heard. Also, let me remind you that the incurable issue was around my ears. So being heard and seen was a huge pain point for me. I had big trauma there. I had soul fragmentation there that needed to be healed. So for me, choosing to push through and use Instagram was really difficult, but I just knew I had to do it. One, because I had something to say. I had something that I really wanted to share. And second, because I knew that the reasons that were holding me back were fear-based and I didn't want to give in to those. So that resulted in just, let's say, an explosion of me sharing everything that I could about this work. And at that point, I did have already this unwavering confidence in what I did. And today, it's not even something that I think about. So when you are sharing what you do with other people, a factor that is really important is the family friend approval thing. So I just want to get really real with you about that, because so many people struggle with this, come from religious families or very scientific family, and they won't necessarily approve you turning your whole life around and starting to do energy healing, whatever it may be that you do. Maybe it's Reiki, maybe it's even yoga or something like that. And I've had lots of students in that situation who've really struggled with that. Now, when it comes to the people that you love who are close to you, there's a big difference between wanting to share what you're doing because you're passionate about it and you feel like it's changing you for the better and you want to share it with those you love. But there's also, are you looking for validation? Maybe. Are you trying to justify what you do? Are you looking for approval? Because that is something that you need to be very aware of. And it's not wrong if you're looking for approval, because of course, the people that you love and whose opinions you value most, it's going to matter and affect you, what they think about what you do and what you're doing with your life and what you believe. But at the same time, that shouldn't affect the choice that you make if it feels aligned for you. If you feel a calling to do whatever it may be that people may not approve of, this applies to everyone in every situation. If it feels aligned for you and you just feel in your whole body, yes, this is it, this is what I need to be doing right now, then it shouldn't matter what other people think. And if you're looking for validation, it shows that there is something inside of you, like there was with me, that needs to be healed at the root. And this has nothing to do with other people. That's the great news. So it doesn't matter what they think. It only matters that you have arrived at, let's say, a level in your life where you get to heal that and where you get to integrate that, basically. And the most beautiful thing that I see with my apprentices and students is that when they come into this wholeness within themselves through journeying, through integrating the soul parts that have fragmented due to trauma around feeling unworthy, feeling unseen, not feeling heard, feeling disrespected and embarrassed and not approved of. When you integrate those soul parts, what inherently starts to happen is you just stop caring, which is really liberating. Not because you don't care about people, but because you just have so much trust in who you are as a being, and you feel so connected within yourself that instead of looking for validation, you start to just kind of exude where you're at, and it's actually really inspiring and really uplifting to other people, even if they think completely differently. And trust me, I've seen miracles happen in my environment with the most skeptical, like anti-aggressive people, just becoming very soft and warm around what I do in their own way without me trying to change them or push them. Just the most beautiful transformations in my relationships because I completely let go of needing any type of validation. Why? Because I did the healing work, and that need for validation I had already met within myself. So I didn't need it from anyone else. I didn't need any justification for what I chose to do. And the most beautiful thing is that when you make a sovereign decision for yourself, just for you, because it feels right, because it feels like it's the right thing to do, it is also the sovereign decision for the other person, even if it means a temporary separation in your relationship, whatever that may look like. If you need some distance because maybe someone has really crossed your boundaries and just really disrespected you or has been offensive in any way, if you make a sovereign decision for yourself, it's also a sovereign decision for the other person, because you step out of the entanglement of the validation that you have in the relationship with each other. You stop enabling each other. You enter the space of truth in both of your beliefs. And even if it means a temporary big disrupting shift in the relationship, you are going to meet each other in some way at a different level on whatever timeline. Even if it feels like it's beyond recovery, because I've also had this happen in one of my closest friendships, I'll tell you a little bit. Like, I'll tell you like the short version. So you all know my stance on things when it comes to health and the big changes that we've had in the world that I've spoken about on my podcast a long time ago, because I was just getting an overwhelming amount of questions about it. Now, my friend had gone and listened to it, which is fine. My podcast is public. It's open to everyone. Doesn't mean that my close friends are necessarily, let's say, my target audience, quote unquote. But she had taken such offense to my belief about my body that she just couldn't talk to me anymore. And it really damaged the relationship kind of beyond repair. Now, for me, when it comes to the beliefs that I have and my loved ones do, I have a little bit more distance in the sense that I can love a person completely and separate that from their beliefs, because I know just from my own experience that our beliefs, they change over time. They're very fluid. And what I care about is someone's intention. Is your intention right behind your belief or whatever it is that you're doing? Now, other people don't necessarily think the same way, and that is up to them. It's all about sovereignty. It's respecting your own and also respecting other people's decisions and beliefs. But in your friendships, I really want to encourage you to love and accept people without needing them to share your interests and beliefs and values. Because let's face it, maybe in lots of your friendships, you don't necessarily feel very connected to what they do for a job, or maybe what their religion is, or some practices that they do, right? And that's totally okay. That's really where you stay in a real connection with people. Because when you start to go into making your relationships and love for people dependent on, and let's say conditioned upon, their beliefs in a certain time, of course it depends on the beliefs, right? Let's be honest. But in most cases, if you start to really make that contingent, you're really entering into extremism, in my opinion. Now, When it comes to more like acquaintances, so let's say your old colleagues watching your Instagram stories, like was the case with me, or your partner's work event who is in the more corporate setting, maybe keep it a little bit more chill and superficial. Maybe, you know, describe what you do as like meditation or even energy healing, if that feels safe for you. And not go straight to like removing entities and attachments, which is the main core of what I do. So when it comes to the people who are more, even let's say more detached, that's really fun because that's where you kind of get to play with explaining fully what you do just for yourself and kind of experiment what feels like the right wording or safe for you, like your Uber driver, you can kind of go wild. And trust that the more you share, the more you're also going to learn that there are people who think what you're saying is completely natural and is just logic and makes complete sense and are super passionate about what you do and appreciate it and are so excited for you. And you don't get to experience that either if you don't choose to really honor what feels right for you and just express that in the world, because we all have a gift that the world needs. Now I'll go through a few questions that I got, not all of them, because the bulk of them I think I've answered, but there was one who wrote, she comes from a very religious background and she feels deeply misunderstood and really like an outcast because of what she does, which is similar to what I do because she apprenticed with me. And the thing here is that when you feel that need for approval, this is what journeying is for. This is ultimately what it's for. It's part of you coming into your own as a healer and starting to heal the soul parts that are not fully integrated, that are really connected to you being seen. So when it comes to us being expressed and seen and heard in our truth at a young age, the first moments that we feel embarrassed or judged for it, it feels unsafe and a soul fragmentation happens. This can be big, it can be small. You can remember it or you cannot remember it, but this completely affects who we are at a later age in life. And those soul parts are still there in your energy field looking to be integrated. And this is the entire reason that this situation is coming up in your life, is so that you get to make a choice to integrate that part of you. And once you do, you realize that this whole journey was really about that and you becoming more whole and not about what your dad thinks about what you do or how it affects your relationship. Once you're completely confident in who you are, which is completely possible, you will really start to attract the people who you don't need to explain anything to, so much so that you'll very likely be talking about completely different things. And also with your family and friends who judge you, also really see that as an invitation to look at where you may be judging them as well. And remember that your spirituality, even though it may be embarrassing for you where you are at now, or it's making you really self-conscious, you're here because you're feeling that push to create more space for it in your life. And it really is your greatest gift. It really is your superpower. Now, two more questions that I wanted to talk about here was one, how to magnetize becoming a healer and removing fears about being seen in this world. I think I've covered it. So being seen is really about healing to the point where it feels safe to your nervous system. And also, the more that you journey, a funny thing starts to happen where you become more detached from your ego and you just pretty much stop caring altogether, because this whole body vehicle that we're in this life, you really put that into perspective with everything that you're experiencing in journeys that is out there. And it's really the wholeness that we have with everything that allows us to journey and become really good at it too. And that detachment really takes off any judgment or pressure that you have around what you look like, your voice, etc. Now, the interesting thing about this question, I thought, was the word magnetize, how to magnetize becoming a healer. I don't know if this is something that you magnetize so much as a decision that you make, because when you have a calling or a gift to work as a healer that we all have, in fact, I go so far to say that we have a responsibility to be, then there is that gift that's very unique to you. And then there's also the discipline and the commitment to it and making it, like was the case for me, bigger than all the doubts and fears. And this is also where we get into the last question. And know that you can always let me know if you have any other ones too. The last question was, what if you don't get anything in the session about the person's problem? So for this person, Amanda, you are, let's say you're working as a Reiki practitioner. I'm not sure what it is exactly that you do, but you have to ask yourself if you're using the right methods. This is a whole different topic, and I have many podcast episodes about this as well. I probably don't know exactly what you do, but for me, my work started intuitively, then it became more intentional and planned. So where I was getting all the results for myself and other people when the pressure was off, because it was just for me and for them, when I started working as a healer, it became intentional and planned, and I had a schedule and I had to show up even when I didn't feel good. And I thought, well, I didn't sleep well last night, so what if it's not working? Or I had a fight with my partner and I don't feel good. What if nothing happens? What if I don't connect? Now, I've learned over time that this work is very much about commitment and showing up as a vessel. Of course, the more high vibrational you are as a vessel and more detached from all the things going on in your life, the better the vessel you are. But I dedicated my work to deconstructing why what I did intuitively actually works. And I really pride myself on that. So I really value skepticism and having doubts about if what you do actually works, because you need to measure the results of what you do, because ultimately that is the only reason for you doing it, the value that you create. I think that's a really good attitude to have and to keep. But the full trust in what you do comes ultimately from knowing that what you're doing is effective. Okay? And that actually brings me to, wait, hold on one second, because I just noticed one other thing. And that is also like getting something about the person's problem. What I do, I don't consider myself a psychic, but there is very much a psychic zone that I work in as a healer. You have to learn how to access that. And I have done 2 rounds of my 5-week journeying course. And I already announced around that time that I'm not going to do it live again. But I've decided that for 2 weeks, I'm going to open it as a self-guided course. But even though it's completely self-guided, the value that you get from it is absolutely mind-blowing. It's definitely the most affordable offering that I have, and you get like the foundations of everything. The value of this is truly, truly amazing. And my journeys one-on-one are $444, and this course, 5 weeks, is $555, and you basically learn how to do it yourself. All the homework, I provide you live, and I provide you feedback over email. So if you made it all the way to the end of this live, this is my announcement. I'm going to announce it later on my newsletter and my stories as well. But this was it for today. Let me know if you have any questions, any experiences that you would like to share. I love you guys, and I will see you very soon.